السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، my dear brother and sister in Islam. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن والاه. أما بعد، this message in case I die. This is urgent, very important. Allah bear witness, I'm sharing this with you in case I die. According to all the majority of the scholar, according to all the sign we watch in the front of us all over, and increasing very rapidly. During this time, the major disease will happen is the nafs is high, and people will not want to be obedient. And before you know it, when the time come and all the major fitan come, you will not able to follow Allah wa Rasuluh. You will follow your intellect or you follow your emotion, because you do not have somebody you can trust and listen to him. By this way, number one now, shaitan making division. But why shaitan succeed in division? Only shaitan succeed in division if we have something sick in our heart. If our heart is clean, he cannot penetrate. My dear brother and sister in Islam, please don't play game with Allah. Don't. Not now. You will be a loser. Dunya and Akhirah. Dajjal is coming. Imagine if I call you and tell you, do such and such. By the time you think about it, let me check, let me talk to my wife, let me talk to my husband, it's too late, finished. It's finished. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talk about Dajjal, he said, when people said Dajjal show up in such and such, by the time they finish the sentence, he will be in front of them. He will touch the whole earth in 40 days. And some report in 40 hours. This metaphor about the speed. The fitan will be very, very high speed. And if my iman is not alive, I cannot handle it. Because again, it's all according to my nafs. If the loyalty not to Allah wa Rasuluh, what you want me to do? My husband tell me, my wife tell me. This is not the time for husband and wife. This is not the time for kids. This is not the time for a business. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you run to save yourself. And if any attachment to husband, to wife, to kids, to money, to place, it will be too late. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we in it. Division. Nafs is high, ego, arrogant, do not want consult, do not want accept any advice. Subhanak ya Rabbi. And we call each other, we love each other for Allah. Subhanak ya Rabbi. Wallahi, I'm shocked. I am shocked from A to Z. But what I can do? Nuh alayhi salam called his son. Allah tell him, don't call him. He's not belong to you. Lut alayhi salam, he called his wife. No, she's not coming with you. She will go with the people. By this way, when the time come, if you have no 100% loyalty to Allah wa Rasuluh, if you do not have 100% devotion to Allah wa Rasuluh, 100% obedience to Allah wa Rasuluh and Mu'mineen, you will not able to handle it. You will not. All your habit will get you. All this habit and genetic will get you. And you have no blaming, no complaining, except yourself, and will be too late. My dear brother and sister in Islam, Allah bear witness about this advice. If you do not prepare yourself for obedience, 100%, and following what Allah wa Rasuluh want from us, we will not able to handle it. And we will not able to finish the journey before death in a peaceful way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let us be surrendered by our illusion, confusion, because we refuse to listen to Allah wa Rasuluh. اللهم إني بلغت اللهم فاشهد اللهم إني بلغت اللهم فاشهد اللهم إني بلغت اللهم فاشهد I bear witness to Allah, I tell you my message. Oh Allah, bear witness about my message to them. The time will come, if you do not train your nafs to be obedience and loyalty to Allah wa Rasuluh above anybody, you will not able to do it and will be too late. This is my message. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.